The NHL draft will be held in New Jersey on the 30th of this month. It's this year a one-day event. Ordinarily, they split it up and have it, the first round the Friday night and then the rest of the rounds on the Saturday. But due to the lockout and the compression of everything, they've pushed it all into one day. Prospects, scouts, teams, combine, workouts, all of this. So much goes into this now one significant day. NHL teams, you look at the Chicago Blackhawks, the Boston Bruins, a lot of who they are today is how they fared and the work that they did at the draft table. And to help us set the table a little bit for that is Gare Joyce, noted author, member of Sportsnet. As Gare, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
We're doing all right. Obviously, want to go and you spent, and I know we've talked about it before, but the book that you wrote covering, you really kind of got undercover and behind enemy lines in a way, researching how teams specifically prepare for the draft, what they look for, the combine, and all of that. I guess tell us about, and it's obviously a number of years ago now, but the thought process going into that book and how difficult or easy it might have been to get that type of access.
Well, I don't know that I'd ever get it again, and I was sort of surprised to the extent that I was able to get it back in the former Columbus Blue Jackets organization. I guess practically everyone there has left the scene at this point. But yeah, it was a process, and it was a great investment of time for an education in the game for me.
Future Greats and Heartbreaks is the name of the book. I guess as you're putting it, and I profess I'm certainly not a writer, but I would guess you would be going through and sitting with the Columbus Blue Jackets, and there'd be certain things. Did you have to kind of have them vet your notes, or were you given carte blanche and whatever you had, you were free to work with?
It was carte blanche. It was. They allowed me to sit in on all their pre-draft meetings, all their interviews with players. At various points we crossed paths on the road and, did like the under 18 tournament, the various times along the road. I can't profess to say that I invested the same amount of time as they did. They're doing 200 or 250 games a year. I think that year I probably did probably at least 80, maybe 100 games. Mm-hmm. So it was, I guess it was more like a part-time rather than a full-time arrangement. But, it was a lot more access into the process than I think anyone else has really had. And I don't know that anyone else would want to do more, to tell you the truth.
Gare, I read the book. I love the book, and now here we are, 6 or 7 years removed, and I wonder, because there was one team to grant you access, and it was the Doug McClain regime of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Now you went through all of this, and you think you know how things operate, and then in retrospect, this organization and this management team, one of the most notorious awful drafting organizations in modern day history. Do you feel that skews the findings a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, it's funny. On its face, they've made some huge gaffes, and they really haven't produced any players outside of the first round to whatever extent. But people would say Derek Brassard. That was a bust pick. But, as soon as he went to the Rangers, he looked awfully good there, And Voracek was sort of the same. Those were the two players that were the first-round picks when I was there. And, I think that anyone would have taken, pretty well anyone, would have taken Voracek in the slot that they had him. I think he's going to be a really solid player. Brassard, I know that there were teams that would have taken him higher than Columbus's slot. The story hasn't been written on him fully yet. That one year they took And well, they got, you know, they got Steve Mason in the third round. I mean, I think that's, that looked like, a, you know, it was a good pick for as long as Steve Mason was a good player. But, you know, every fan has complaints about the way their teams draft.
Sure.
But, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't say that Columbus is at the top of the list. I'd say that they're in the bottom third. Are they the worst ever? I don't know. Mm-hmm. If you talk to a Habs fan, if you talk to a Leafs fan, they'll go on and on about how bad their team's drafts are. It's a trope for fans.
Gare Joyce, author of the book Future Greats and Heartbreaks, spent a year undercover in the secret world of NHL scouts following the Columbus Blue Jackets and their approach to the NHL draft. You sat in on Combine's testing interview, and it's timely because this year's crop of draft-eligible players have just gone through a lot of that. They're still meeting with teams. If you were a general manager, you're running a team, from your experience in writing this book, how much stock would you put into fitness testing or the interview process for a prospect? In turn, how much room for moving up or down your depth chart would there be?
Well, I don't think I honestly don't think that the physical testing moves players up or down. No, I don't think anyone gets passed on the physical testing. On the interview process, I mean, really, you just want to have a sense of, is this someone who's going to work at being a player? Is this someone we can work with? You want to be able to gauge the maturity level. You know, that said, do bad interviews drop players? I'm not really sure that they do. You know, I think. All these are opportunities to impress, and there are very few things that will come out in interviews that are scarlet letters or something like that. So I think that they're meaningful in their own way, but you know, the most important part of the combine is actually the physicals, right? Like that is if there's cause for concern, that can certainly drop a player, and we've seen it over the past few years, that whether it's a concussion syndrome or other medical problems, or you know, if you've had someone who's had a significant surgery, you know, that will weigh a lot more than how many push-ups you can do or how long you can sit on the bike, or you know, if you're well-mannered in an interview.
One of the classic characters in that book was the story of Phil Kessel, and I think it's a classic example because throughout that year and certainly the year previous, it was kind of coined the Phil Kessel draft. A lot of people forget that he was the kind of the consensus number one for a long time, and as we all know, Kessel is a bit of a shy guy. He's a bit of a weird guy. You would not imagine he interviewed very well. Ends up going fifth overall, and despite his intricacies, is still a very, very good player in the National Hockey League. I think there's probably lessons to be learned on both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that said, I think that if you had a do-over of that draft, you'd be approximately in the same place. Like, you know, that was a pretty solid draft here. People say, like, you can't tell anything in a 20-minute interview, but I think everyone had a real sense of who Phil Kessel was based on that 20-minute interview. And, you know, Columbus did invite him back for interviews, you know, and the dynamic didn't change at all. The take on Kessel didn't change at all. And also, you know, I mean, it spoke volumes when they invited him down to Columbus with other players, Brassard being one, Peter Mueller being another, and Stahl being the third. and you know, for testing interviews and, you know, sort of a meet and greet. And Kessel said, "Yep, no thanks." Like, I mean, it's sort of his comment on you know, the franchise or the prospects of going to Columbus at the time. So, I mean, that was probably the most meaningful thing of all.
The book is Future Greats and Heartbreaks. Flames have 3 first-round draft picks. There's more attention to the draft than maybe ever here in the city of Calgary. A pretty good read, and you can get it done here in the next couple weeks before the draft hits. He is Gare Joyce, the author, and thanks for joining us, Gare. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Gare Joyce, author and writer, Sportsnet Magazine.
Yeah, it really is a great book.